You're listening to SBS News.
University of Washington researchers are predicting that the number of COVID-19 deaths in the US could rise to 170,000 by October. Dr. Christopher Murray from the university's medical school says their figures follow an analysis of why the number of deaths is going up again after declining since mid-April. He expects the death rate to rise significantly as the northern summer ends.
What's underlying that is two factors. The steady rise in contact rates, steady rise in mobility, and the likely continued relaxation of mandates over the course of the summer, combined with the increasingly clear signal that seasonality is important, and that is leading to some protection through to early August, but then reverses and we start to see a powerful increase that will be driven by seasonality starting in early September.
And he says the death rate is set to intensify through to February next year. Meanwhile, another 1.5 million Americans have lost their jobs, the 10th weekly rise in unemployment as the coronavirus pandemic wreaks havoc on a once booming economy. More than 40 million people in the US have now lost their jobs since March. The BBC's New York correspondent Michelle Fleury says just a few months ago there were more job openings than there were people looking for work, but that's no longer the case.
The number of people who are losing their job is beginning to slow, but that's hardly something to celebrate. For every job opening, 4.6 unemployed workers are competing for that job.
In Brazil, some shopping malls in Rio de Janeiro have been allowed to open as part of a plan to ease the restrictive measures in the city to go back to normal. Brazil is among the three countries in the world registering the highest number of deaths and confirmed cases of COVID-19, but the authorities of some cities, including Rio de Janeiro, decided that it's time to ease some restrictive measures. Waitress Leni Oliveira says it's necessary.
Thank you.
This needs to work. A lot of people are unemployed. A lot of shops are closing. It's a disaster. And if the restrictive measures closing the commerce continues much longer, it will become chaos.
The European Union is calling for an end to all border restrictions between European countries in the Schengen area. While the EU's external borders will remain closed for now, the restrictions will gradually be lifted from the 1st of July. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas says they must proceed with caution.
We want jetzt die Grenzen in Europa für die Menschen wieder öffnen.
We now want to reopen the borders in Europe for people, but at the same time we must continue to set limits to the virus. That is why it will now be all the more important for each and every one of us. Hence my appeal to everyone who travels, enjoy your summer holiday, but enjoy it with caution and enjoy it responsibly. We want to make it as difficult as possible for the virus to spread again in Germany and Europe.
Sich eben nicht wieder auszubreiten in Deutschland und in Europa.
Health services in India are struggling to cope with an influx of patients as the country reports a record rise of nearly 10,000 new COVID-19 cases. This brings the national tally to more than 280,000 cases, the fifth highest in the world, as the death toll rises to more than 8,000. In the capital of New Delhi, half of public hospital beds dedicated to virus patients are already occupied, while seriously ill patients have been refused treatment. Local Nitish Bhardwaj says his father has only been seen by a doctor once since being taken to hospital for COVID-19.
My father was admitted here yesterday and that's why I'm here. He was admitted here yesterday at 3 p.m. and a doctor came to check at that time. Since then no doctor has come to check on him. My father is 60 years old and a heart patient. He has a severe cough and a fever.
Britain's Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, says people have a civic duty to work with the National Health Service on its track and trace system for the coronavirus. He describes the new system as a radar for monitoring the virus.
It's by isolating the virus that we can control it and we can stop it spreading through our communities. In this plan to lift lockdown, test and trace is our radar, if you like. It helps us identify where the virus is and trace how it's spreading through the community. And you have your part to play. If you have symptoms, you must immediately self-isolate.
And staying in the UK, Queen Elizabeth has taken part in a Zoom video conference call for the first time to thank people in the UK caring for relatives. Four people spoke to her about the sacrifices and challenges they faced.
Interesting listening to all your tales and stories, and I'm very impressed by what
what you have achieved already. I'm very glad to have been able to join you today.
Finally, Peru says that its exports of ginger have almost tripled during the pandemic because some people believe that the spice will help boost their immune systems. However, there's no evidence that it will protect them against COVID-19. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.